Well, Barry, the die is now cast. You know your opposition. Are you ready?
Well, listen, we trained last night, Tom. We're getting ready. You know, we'll probably train now again Friday night, and that'll be the final touches. So, listen, we're getting ourselves ready, and hopefully we will be ready come Sunday, because we'll need to be after seeing McLaren Healy did there tonight. You know, they just didn't give up. They kept going to the bitter end. They got their just rewards, you know.
Yeah, and you have now only a couple of days now to get ready for the opposition. You finally know. Is that a drawback, or...?
Ach, listen, I don't think so. I think, to be honest, we're looking at ourselves, and we have been all week. I mean, listen, we need to make improvements ourselves from our performance last week against Neve Breeden. That's what we're going to be working on. As in, Clahanilly are going to bring their game, and suppose they're going to look at ways that they can nullify us, and we're going to be looking at ways that we can nullify them. And listen, we'll try and get the matchups right, and I'm sure they're going to do the same. So listen, whatever happens Sunday, hopefully now it's a good game.
Talk to me about your season so far. You had a couple of good wins, and then you lost Hero, isn't that right?
We did, aye. We beat Downings in the first game. We lost to Ruin, and suppose it was a 10-15 minute period in the second half. And suppose a bit like what happened there tonight. You know, they had a purple patch, and they kicked on, and we didn't react to it well enough, and suppose we lost by a point. But listen, we regrouped again. You know, it's no shame losing in Felicini Park by a point. They'd beaten a lot of teams by big scores down there this year. I was happy that we stayed in the game right up until the end. The following week then against Neve Wirra, we got a result. A massive game then against Neve Columba, and solid game then against Neve Breed at the weekend. So listen, there's no big massive ones. You're winning or losing by a point, so we just hope maybe come the weekend that we're on the right side of the result.
You may be a little disappointed you're not getting a crack at Aero at Evans, that defeat.
Don't know about that. Maybe it's the other way about. Maybe I'm happy to see them gone. Nah, listen, in fairness, we were preparing this week for both of them, because that's what we had to do. Listen, if it was Aero, it was Aero. If it was Clahanilly, it was Clahanilly, and we know it's Clahanilly now, so that there's who we prepare for. And listen, and we just put our heads down and hopefully get a performance at the weekend.
You saw Clahanilly tonight. You wouldn't have seen much of them this year because they're in Division 1, did you?
No, very little, to be honest. I saw a game against Neve Colmkill and the game against Neve Alton. Other than that, there, I wouldn't have seen them play this year because they're up playing with the big boys in Division 1 and doing very well and really accounting for themselves well in Division 1. As I said, like, you know, they've some of the bigger teams in Division 1 have gone to Fulcair this year and struggled to get results, you know, so that's where they're at. They're right up there. So listen, we'll have to try and be at our best this weekend, you know, to stay with them. And you saw it the other night, the power that they have going forward. You know, whenever they move well. So listen, we're going to have to try and nullify that come the weekend.
Tell me about your team. Have you got everybody, or is everybody fitting well?
We have everybody fitting well. There was doubts there about Daniel Gallagher. He had hurt the arm there a couple of weeks back, and we actually thought he was going to be gone for the season. But hopefully, no, he should be all right. He should pull through. He trained last night, and hopefully there was no ill effect. So hopefully now we'll have a full panel, which is great.
This is the younger in St. Paul's team. It's kind of evolving in the last couple of years, isn't it?
It has, yeah. I suppose there's quite a few of them still under 21 this year, and I think there's maybe three or four of them that were under 21 last year that came out of under 21, and then you have the other guys that, you know, in their mid-20s, and then a few more in their early 30s. So you have a nice balance, you know. So hopefully Sunday that balance comes to play where you have that wee bit of experience as well, you know.
Yeah, and some of them would have experience of success at underage as well.
They have, especially more of the younger fellas, you know. They've been winning underage championships coming up through 16s and minors, and they were beating them maybe an under 21 final in the last couple of years. But no, listen, they're used to playing finals, and you know they've been in some finals and they've lost. But sure, listen, that's part and parcel of football. Yeah. You play finals, you won them, you lose them. But sure, listen, whatever.
And you have experience of finals yourself with St. Junan, so obviously you're bringing that to the table as well.
Yeah, hopefully, listen. Hopefully, I can bring a wee bit and add a wee bit, you know, and a few things that have worked for us in the past, and a few things that haven't worked, you know. And we spoke about a few of those things last weekend after the Neve Breed game. So listen, as I said to the boys, it's just another game, and that's what we've got to focus on. It's just treating it as another game and just preparing for it as best we can, and hopefully getting a performance at the weekend.